You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston, and we're joined on the phone, picking up on the conversation, with the mayor of Fall River. Mr. Mayor, so a lot of good things going on in the city of Fall River. Why don't you tell the listening audience about what you've got planned for your next couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think the theme really in Fall River is we're on the move, and we're really moving in the right direction. I talked already about our location, just an incredible location. We launched a marketing video recently that we did in-house. We did it with our Fred TV is what it's called. It's over at our high school. So we brought in some professionals that really helped some of the students capture some great images, and that really highlighted a lot of our assets and our tax rate in Massachusetts and our proximity to Rhode Island. It makes us very attractive for Rhode Island businesses to move to Fall River, which we've done in the past with a company called Blount Seafood and Rhode Island Novelty, all based in Fall River, which is very exciting. But one of the bigger projects, I just toured the facility the other day, it was just incredible, is Amazon. So Amazon is you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, online retailer. They're locating a massive 1 million square foot facility, a distribution center here in Fall River. And the thing is just unbelievable. It's almost completed, and it's just huge. I think they're going to be carrying something like 15 million different products in that facility, or at least 15 million individual products, which is just incredible. And it's a heavier or larger package facility, so like kayaks was one of the examples they gave us. But that's going to be a huge project, minimum of 500 jobs, all the way up to 1,000 jobs, depending on the season. You know, there's definitely going to be some seasonal work. And that's going to really help us attract, I think, some other large companies, other tech companies. There are companies that want to be around these centers. And just to give you an idea of how important the center is, the next closest facility of this size is in Connecticut. And after that, it's in South Carolina. So this will be one of three facilities of this type on the entire East Coast, which is really incredible. So that was a big score for us. That's a fun project.
That's about
a
like
huge facility, crazy.
That's about the same as Boston getting General Electric.
Right. No, it's huge.
Relatively.
That's a big one too. GE is going to. I think GE is going to pay dividends for the entire Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You're going to see other companies want to be here. You're going to see companies spin off and locate not just in Boston, but you're going to see them locate throughout the entire Commonwealth due to the increasing cost of being in Boston. I mean, that's certainly something to be said about the prices that that offices are going for in Boston and even apartments. So, and we're hopefully going to capture some of that market as well, which is something I could talk about, our strategy with market rate housing and attracting certain markets. The second big project, I'm so excited about this project. You know, this is crazy. When I was a little bit younger, I always said when I was a kid, but people point out that I'm still a kid. But when I was a little bit younger, growing up in Fall River, there was never a movie theater when I grew up here. When my parents grew up here, there was about four, some of those older cinemas. And they shut down, and you had to leave the city to go to the movies. So that was a problem that a lot of our youth pointed out, a lot of families pointed out to us. So we worked really, really hard to redevelop an area, about a 40-acre parcel in our south end, which is traditionally a little bit poorer than our other parts of our city. And we got Market Basket, large supermarket chain, to locate there. We have a movie theater, a gym, and 24 new stores, two restaurants, all being built in our South End, which was a huge, huge project. So when you combine that project with Amazon, both scheduled to be completed in 2017, maybe early 18 at the latest, you're talking about 1,500 new jobs in the city of Fall River, brand new amenities. I keep going back to the original phrase, we're really on the move. It's an exciting place to be. And then you couple that with one of the larger infrastructure projects that the city has ever undertaken by itself, which is our proposal to do about $20 million in streetscapes, which are better than just upgrading a street, right? So you can upgrade streets to get rid of potholes, but really what a streetscape is it brings a lot of different elements. So important kinds of elements are lighting. So lighting traditionally could just be aluminum lamps, and they're kind of sometimes boring. But we think that we can do a better job bringing some of those older gas-style lamps, the old look, to some of our downtown region. Cobblestone accents, brick sidewalks, trees. We have streets in Fall River in our business districts that have no trees, no park benches. Those are all things we're beginning to look at and change, and we're very excited to do that. So, again, again, Farb is on the move. We're doing so many great things, and we're really excited about it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of exciting things going on in the city of Fall River, and exciting times. One thing that we've been talking to a lot of the mayors about as we reach out to mayors here on All Politics is Local is some of the opportunities for the communities as well. And one of the common themes, unfortunately, that comes up is the opiate crisis.
Yep.
How is the opiate crisis affecting Fall River?
Yeah, no. Fall River is certainly affected by the opiate crisis, and I wish we weren't to the level that we are. But the facts are the facts, and we don't want to beat around the bush about it. We want to attack this head on. One of the first things I did, I mean, this is something that, that I'm very passionate about. I've served as a board member of Stanley Street Treatment and Resource Center, which is a outpatient inpatient center for a number of years. So I've seen this firsthand. When I was a teenager, I started a coalition called Teens Against Drug Abuse, and our premise was really prevention based and giving young people a healthy alternative. So they don't turn to drugs, right? They don't fall into that trap if they're playing basketball, learning how to sail. I mean, I go back to that. I learned how to sail in Fall River, and I grew up in a three-tenement home, nothing special, third floor of my grandmother's apartment building. You know, for a young kid in Fall River to learn how to sail is incredible. I mean, that's really something that's just, I always talk about that locally because that's a program that is just ongoing and teaches people that would never have the opportunity to sail how to sail. Which is really awesome. But providing healthy alternatives to students, to young people in our community, is so, so key. And like I said earlier, the education process doesn't just happen in the classroom. It happens outside of school. It happens, in playgrounds. It happens on the streets. It happens at the mall. It happens everywhere. It happens in the home. And that whole education process, molding somebody's mind, makes them a contributing citizen to society or not. So the city's got to do as much as it can to give children in our city the opportunity not to fall into substance abuse and addiction. What's unique about the opiate problem, when I look at this, is it's affecting so many people. It's affecting so many different people. It's not the traditional, what you would think of individual falling into this trap. Some of it's stemming from the hospitals. Some of it's stemming from the prescriptions you're getting. Some of it's stemming from the low price of heroin in the state of Massachusetts because we're a community, that, unfortunately, a commonwealth that has a lot of gateway access to drugs. Drugs coming into our state, and that's a big problem. And that's something that I think the state, the federal delegation, I work very closely with Congressman Keating and Congressman Kennedy on this, our local delegation on this issue. But I think providing those healthy alternatives and then the prevention is so, so key, and the policing as well. I mean, I think we're leading the way. We have Narcan. All of our police officers carry Narcan. We do follow-up visits now. If a police officer is called, we bring in a counselor with the police officer to that home to do follow-ups because we're seeing in the same exact day that sometimes homes are having double overdoses. That's an issue. So we're trying to track all that, and the data is so important. There's a lot of HIPAA involved in this situation because you can't track the individuals, but we're trying to get a grasp at this. And one of the things we did to do that was, for the first time ever, hire an individual for drug abuse prevention in City Hall. That had never been done. So every time we would get a call here in the past, I can't speak for other mayors, but they weren't informed. They weren't getting the data on a consistent and daily basis. And that, I'm sure, put them in a predicament where they didn't have the information. And I'm data-driven here at City Hall. I need data to understand the issues that we're facing. So that's what we're doing, but it's certainly a problem that the entire Commonwealth is tackling.
Yes, it is. And, everybody we speak to, we've had a number of county sheriffs on the show. Sheriff Hodgson, for instance, I think you're down in Bristol County, aren't you?
Yes, he's actually our sheriff.
Yeah, he's kind of
a great relationship with the city. I want to give him a shout out. He's helping us with a cleanup program, and he's just doing a tremendous job. He's an incredible asset to our region, and certainly the city of Fall River. So I just want to thank him for that. But you're right, he has been talking about this and working on it as well. So I'm glad you had him on.
Yeah, we've had Sheriff Hodgson, we've had Sheriff Evangelitis, and Sheriff Katusian from Middlesex County, and they're all saying about the same thing, but they're all working very hard to do what they can to not cure it, but certainly stop or control the opioid crisis as much as possible. And I can tell you, they've all got a lot of stories, some good and some bad, unfortunately. But there's a lot being done. There's a lot of support from the governor's office and the legislature. But it's a terrible thing, and I know, my son's in his mid-30s, and he's had a couple of friends, die from an overdose. And these are all good kids. I remember, coaching them in Little League. So it's not good to hear about some child has basically killed himself.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and that's something I think, it's becoming more common that almost nobody is not affected in some way, whether they have a family member, whether they know somebody, and that's a serious issue. And you know, we're doing everything we can. And you're absolutely right; the governor has been extremely supportive on this fight. And I look forward to working with him in any way that we can to solve these issues.
Well, Mr. Mayor, we've got about a minute left here on All Politics Local on WCRN 830. Tell us real quick about the 17 budget process.
Yeah, so we're preparing that budget now. Again, we did zero-based budgeting, so every department is coming in, meeting with our financial team, and I've been extremely involved in that process, probably more so than most mayors, because, number one, I do understand the financial piece. I've seen the budget be prepared at least twice by two different mayors when I was a city councilor. And we really want to create a great budget. So I think for the first time, the city council is going to get a budget that has descriptions. We asked every department to come up with a mission and vision statement. Simple things that just never have happened, which is pretty cool to see unfold with different personalities and different things here in City Hall. But we're very excited about that. We expect to brief councilors probably in the next couple of weeks, leading up to our June 1st deadline when we have to get it in. They have about a month of deliberation until it goes into effect. Hopefully it gets approved. Fingers crossed on that. I think we've prepared a really great budget for them. And then it goes into effect July 1.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great work is being done in the city of Fall River. Thanks for taking a couple minutes here on a Sunday morning to join us on All Politics is Local. And we hope to have you back on again real soon.
Absolutely, anytime. I really enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. It's the mayor of Fall River. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830.
You've been listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts with your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks, on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN.